Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
It's The Bone, Real Raw Radio, Roger and JP Show. 800-771-1025, 727-579-1025. There's a video that came out. It's pretty funny. In fact, Jalen Ramsey, the guy from the Cowboys, released it himself. He was medicated at shoulder surgery or something like that. So he was medicated, and it's kind of like when people get the dental surgery and release videos of themselves, like speaking gibberish or whatever.
Jalen Ramsey just had shoulder surgery?
Some sort of, yeah. And he's laying in a hospital bed, and he's still high from
that's a big deal.
The stuff. So
you're thinking fantasy football, aren't you?
I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah. Medicated shoulder surgery. Yeah, I don't know if it goes into details. But the point of it was really the video he put out making fun of himself because somebody took it while he's laying in the bed, and he's all got a look. Wires attached to him still, and he's laying in the hospital with the sheets on him and everything. And somebody had put like a little snack right there, like kind of between his knees in a way, a little tray, and it's got crackers. And it's like Ritz crackers and graham crackers mixed. And he's sitting there, and they're talking to him. He's like, all right, let's discharge, baby. He just wants to get out. And they're like, look, we got a little snack for you. And he's like not paying attention. And all of a sudden, he snaps to attention, looks at the crackers, goes, what are these? These ain't no Ritz crackers. And they're like, they're Ritz and Grams. And he goes, well, ass, what's up? And he goes in and starts just eating them. It's hilarious. It's a pretty funny video. And he just starts eating them. And everybody, the doctors are standing there and somebody's taking the video. Mm-hmm. And they all start laughing because it's just funny how the medicine just makes you like love something as regular as just plain Ritz crackers or plain graham crackers. But I'm thinking of them like even without medication, like just plain Ritz crackers. Like, even as a kid, they're pretty good. You know, there's certain foods that, like, just plain.
Plenty of
time. They're
just
good.
I come home from school and make peanut butter and jelly on Ritz crackers.
Mm. That does not match. What are you doing? That does
don't
not
tell
match.
Me. Do not tell me anything about food.
They're buttery.
You do not tell me anything about food.
But they're buttery. Okay? But they're buttery. Like, you don't need butter
right.
on
right.
What is peanut butter?
Peanuts.
Made into a... peanut butter spread.
But it's peanuts. It's not dairy, but it's not like...
Before you crap all over it, can you just give it a shot?
JP, you have to know, she likes peanut butter and jelly on Ritz crackers. Just hold the peanut butter and the jelly and make it graham crackers.
Right.
And she likes it.
Right. Monica, that's nailed not it. Peanut butter and jelly on Ritz crackers. Well, that's my version of peanut butter. You're not even using Ritz crackers. It doesn't matter. I have my period. Don't tell me.
See, that's good on Ritz and that's good on right. graham crackers. I mean, nothing wrong with that.
But that was a great, and I would make it so that I would grab a paper plate because no reason to use a regular dish and then either have to wash it I'll put it in the right. dishwasher. My mother's yelling. So I would make exactly how many. I would do a ring around. I would do a ring nice. Around the paper plate. Then I would do another ring and
in the
then
middle.
Like, and then like one in the middle.
How right. hungry are you?
As long as it fits.
After school, I'm starving. That Why and a glass so of milk. So happy.
That's Did like you not eat
12.
Lunch?
Well, it's probably, he might have eaten lunch.
I might have eaten lunch. I was that. A growing boy. If, yeah. Maybe I was coming back from soccer practice. Whatever it was.
Oh, like a boys in high school, man. We ate food. You know how many calories guys that age can eat?
Dude, my brother, I felt like he was exaggerating, but he would take a, like, not a cereal bowl, but like a bowl that you'd maybe put popcorn in, you know, like a low, shallow, mm-hmm. Tupperware wide
yeah.
bowl like
bowl,
that,
yeah.
and pour an entire box of Trix in there, an entire box, not just one or two, and put a, who knows how much milk in there, and sit there on the couch with this,
yeah.
not supposed to eat out of that bowl, that's used for storing stuff, and just spoon it in his mouth and eat the whole thing. I don't
I saw
crazy.
An old Ralphie May video, and it was basically about, you know, this country, you know, black people don't hate white people don't hate black people, it's just like, it's about where you're from, it's like, you know, we were just poor. It didn't. He was like, mm-hmm. I was from Arkansas, that's wherever true. The hell he was from. He was like, we were just poor. And, you know, black people, white people, poor is poor. We didn't care. Everybody was the same, you know? He goes, you know when you're home eating cereal out of an old Cool Whip container with sauce stains in it and stuff like that? And I'm like, everybody's done. Great. I've done that too, man.
That's great.
You know, my mother would put like the week, the whatever's left over weekend sauce in a Cool Whip container, whatever was left.
Forever.
And she'd put it in the freezer and then she'd defrost it and that thing would be stained. But it wasn't dirty. It was just stained.
Right.
So it wasn't stopping me from eating cereal out of it because the regular cereal bowl at the time was too small.
My grandma would always do that. She would give us containers of, like, I don't even know why she had this. Maybe she baked and cooked a lot. But giant, giant tubs of Country Crock.
Oh, Country Crock butter?
Yeah.
The giant tubs were...
Giant tubs. So that would be, like, our take-home, like, of meatballs and sausage or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Like
not Country Crock. Like,
she obviously bought it at some point.
It was in the container.
It was in the container.
Okay, got
so
it.
She had, I mean, just... I don't even know if they still sell this size.
The big khaki container.
A giant.
It's like,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Of Country Crock, and that would be our take-home container.
Lasagna,
an empty one
meatballs.
Of those. Yeah.
I like it.
How much butter did she use to get to that thing?
Well, that's what I'm questioning. Right. I have no idea why she needed to buy that size.
Was Grandpa snacking on butter while watching Wheel of Fortune?
I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah, but grandparents, they would use a lot of butter because they were out of the straight, fresh lard. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so the butter, they'd have to use extra over the lard. My grandparents cooked with actual animal lard.
I've never seen that. Like, my grandparents didn't cook with it. That was never in my house. However, when we were in Brooklyn on 86th Street, there used to be this this bakery. That's where my grandfather would only get his bread from. Mm-hmm. Only from this bakery. And he would get the fresh semolina Italian bread, you know, the braided Italian bread. He'd get that. He'd get breadsticks.
Mm-hmm.
And he would get, and breadsticks, it's not like those Stella Dora breadsticks that you're talking about. That's not what this is. These are like.
Were they soft twisted bread?
No,
they're the hard breadsticks.
The hard breadsticks with sesame seeds and the whole deal. Phenomenal. And I wanted to buy them the other day at a place by us, but it was like $11 for these things. And if I would have told my father I paid $11 for breadsticks, what are you out of your goddamn mind? $11 for
breadsticks? Leftover crusty bread. $11.
But they used to make this thing called lard bread. And I don't know what it was about this lard bread. It had like little pieces of sausage in the bread too, but... I can taste it.
It's probably everything that was left over.
Since my grandparents left... It left Brooklyn.
Mm. Never see it?
I've never seen it. I've seen knockoffs,
mm-hmm.
but I've never really seen it, and I can still taste it.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I think I have a clue to it because I know my grandmother my French grandmother would put lard in the frying pan before she put in the bacon. That was normal. I mean, nobody just threw in bacon. You threw in like something. You had to like grease the pan or it would stick, I guess. I don't know. So that's what I'm saying is maybe lard bread was leftover sausage and meats and stuff with some lard, and then they throw in the dough and maybe cook it right on the stove. I don't know.
And the best is when you chopped up a red Marlboro and put that in there as well. That was
you chopped them up. We used to shred them.
Oh, wow.
Like on
see?
A cheese grater.
That tastes even better, I'm sure.
Why smoke it when you can eat it?
Yeah, we chopped it up. That was the secret to my grandmother's sauce, the red Marlboro.
It releases all the oils in the carcinogens.
Yes. And the scent around the house.
Right.
Oh.
Finally cut glass. That was the other thing.
Oh, yes.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. It was like playing cancer roulette. You know, somebody.
My uncle loved that.
Dessert.
That was so good.
By dessert, someone's going to have lung cancer.
Nobody cared. How come nobody cared? Did we just not know any better? Was the same information out then that it is now where we just knew, they didn't care? Or did they just not know at all?
They didn't know. No way. Like, my grandparents cooking stuff on the stove, I'm thinking the 70s, and they've been doing that since they were in the, you know, so 1920s or something, right? And their parents cooked that way because you had lard and you didn't use butter. Butter was like high class, right?
Wow.
Butter, if you had it, you churned it and you put it on bread or baked goods, whatever. But lard was the just cheap old animal fat. And they would take the fat or the grease from the bacon, right? Put it in a can, and then that hardens up again. You could reuse that to grease up the pan again. Like, they didn't waste anything because they were from the time when there was nothing.
There was a jar of, like, used bacon fat in the house.
That's what I was going to say. We had a,
for the
this
birds.
Is how gross it is. Well, you'd think and you'd probably hope and that'd be nice maybe, but our little bacon, it was in the middle of the stove, like, by the spoon rest. And then when she went to go cook something else, that was what she used.
Yes.
What was sitting in that,
saying.
Sitting there on the, just sitting there. Oh, what are we eating,
Open.
People?
Right. Open. With like kitchen dust landing on it seven days a week till you use it again.
2 days a week. Doesn't matter. We're using dust. That.
Oh. I know. But whatever my grandmother's, any of them made, was always, as a kid, I always thought was the most amazing food.
Yeah.
I thought it was delicious. The pies she would make, the breads, the meats, whatever she put out. Hamburger with some like stewed tomatoes in it and some chunky mashed potatoes, and at home I would turn that crap down.
I can't even
but
tell
her house
you
I'd eat it.
I can't even tell you the last time I saw butter in my house.
Really?
Yeah, because it's about margarine?
Not margarine. There's something else. I forgot the name of it. But it actually tastes good. But we use mostly olive oil now on everything. Like if I have a baked potato, I use olive oil instead of butter.
Mm.
Every time.
Listen, my mom may have been a bitchy skanky whore, but she could cook. Cook.
Really?
Like her, if I miss one thing about her, it is her delicious food. Like
But she probably hated the fact that you ate any of it. Like in her eyes,
listen,
she made it for your brothers.
Yeah. I paid the price by having to do every single dish in the house to eat it, but I don't care. It was worth it. It was so good.
During the NBA playoffs, Steph Curry had a shirt that said Ayesha Curry can cook. And you should get a t-shirt. That bitch skanky whore can cook.
Yes, can.
That'd be a great t-shirt.
My mom might have been a skanky bitch whore, but man, eat her food.
That is all right. Hey, Mark's on line one. Hey, Mark, Roger, JP, what's going on?
Hey, it's Mike.
Oh, hey, Mike.
That's not working.
Oh, boy.
That's not working.
I don't know where you're calling from, but... You called for like 1975. We
Kent
can't hear
online
you.
Too. Go ahead, Kent.
Sorry.
I feel bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Good, Kent.
All right. What's up?
I'm listening to your conversation about lard and all that. Well, you called not lard, but margarine was oleo.
Yeah.
They called it, and I'm from Wisconsin, so the dairy state. Back in the day, this is before me, my grandparents used to have to, if they wanted oleo, it was illegal in Wisconsin, believe it or not. They had to drive down to Illinois and smuggle it back home to Kenosha, Wisconsin.
What? It's
smuggling funny. Oleo.
Yeah, because you guys were the dairy state, they didn't want some non-dairy butter thing getting in there. They wanted everybody
get
to be
out.
That's great.
Ah.
No way. And it's true. It's true. And it's funny to believe it. And that, you know, it was years ago. But, yeah, definitely that.
So instead of having the dairy companies, you know, make their own version of it, right? So they were able to sell both. They would just ban everybody else.
Yeah.
eat butter and like it.
Margarine was oleo. That's what it was called.
Yeah, I said it's vegetable based. I didn't even know. I didn't even eat that.
Right. And
that's what I think Country Crock is. Right? Country Crock is that.
Margarine, oleo. Same thing.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Kent.
Grandma, why are you in jail? I smuggled oleo across the border.
I keistered the oleo, and now I'm glad I did, because I'm in jail.
When I was a kid, margarine came out, and it was like the... parquet margarine. Remember the lid used to open and say,
parquet.
Butter.
Right.
Butter. What's he saying?
The little parquet. Lid open.
Right. And then it was like, what was the one that William Shatner did? Did he do I can't believe this is butter?
No, that was what,
he did
that
something.
Was Fabio. Fabio is the I can't believe it's not butter guy.
Yeah.
Shatner did promise margarine. I promise. Because it's better than butter. My mother was all over that margarine crap.
He made a ton of money on Priceline.
He
didn't take payment. He took stock in the company and made millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Captain Kirk.
Yep. He's basically a commercial worker.
Yeah.
He has endorsed so many things over the years. That promised margarine just made me realize how many decades it's been.
Oh, Smart Balance is the one we have in the house.
That's the one. We've had that. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Get the orangey one or the one with the olive oil that's green. Yeah. We have some of that in our fridge, too. All right. Much healthier. But we still have the Kerrygold Irish butter, though. Let's go.
Yeah.
Depends how unhealthy you want to feel.
I always have. I can't believe it's not butter. So when I go somewhere where there's, you know, little butter foil pats or whatever, and it's real butter, it's like such a treat.
Isn't it good?
It's so good.
It's just like the other day, you know, we always have almond milk in the house. And the other day there was a container of like whole milk in the house.
No.
Dude.
I had that recently. Not only is it weird because it's white, it's like white, weird, like it's opaque white.
It's and glorious.
It's sweet. It's got like a sweet, creamy. It was
thick.
Too much. No.
It's ice cold. I had, as soon as I did that, I looked over my left shoulder. I looked over my right shoulder. Nobody's around. I made myself a badass peanut butter and jelly on toast and a tall glass of milk and dunkaroo.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lordy.
That's
Lord.
Some happiness right
I
there.
Was a happy son of a bitch.
Roger, JP, it's 1025 The Bone. Real
Isn't
raw radio.
Isn't it funny how something so simple can just make you so happy?
So damn happy. I'm even thinking of the butter pats with little flower designs on them and eating them straight up.
You can go out to a steakhouse and spend all sorts of money, right? But when it all comes
just
down to it, you can get a bigger smile on your face from a simple peanut butter and...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.